This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The BC Liberal government has announced it will stop funding a higher-cost treatment program for 70 autistic children across the province and will instead give more money to about 850 autistic children in lower-cost programs. The announcement has left children and families who can't afford the more costly early intensive behavioral intervention fewer options for intervention and support.
Maureen Karagiannis is the new Democratic Party critic for Children and Family Services in the BC Legislative Assembly. She joins us from Victoria. Welcome to People First Radio, Maureen.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Kevin.
What is your response to the government's stated rationale for this program change?
Well, I think that the government actually has got the wrong priorities for what they're doing right now. This early intervention program has been highly effective. And any of the families that have experienced this know what an amazing change it has made in their own children's lives. And when the government came forward originally, they said that the program didn't work. There was no proof that it was as effective as it needed to be. The government then changed their mind on that once proof did come forward and said this was more about trying to equalize funding across the province. The reality is that the government needs to have the highest priority to make sure that as many children as possible get the best opportunities that they can. That should be the priority, not about trying to reduce funding down to the lowest possible common denominator.
The government says it wants to ensure fairness and equal access to services for all families raising a child or a youth with autism. How does that blend in with the new approach?
Well, you know, I think that we need to always be striving for the highest and best opportunities for all children. And so the government really should be sitting down with families and with program providers to find out how we make the best possible options available to families. Right now what they're doing is by cutting away this EIBI program, it means that those resources are available to no one. And the centers where those resources were available will now lose those skills. For families who are trying to look for better options for their children, those opportunities are now gone. They've been deleted. They've been cut. I think that the government owes it to the families of the province to sit down with them and find a way to make sure that more people have access to the best possible options. The government's done no consultation on this whatsoever with families.
And it would appear, like I read, that a number of people will be laid off as a result of this change, and it would seem that at the access center for that people have to go through, there is a lesser skill level of people offering assistance to parents.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as you lose these resources out of the centers where they are right now, like the Queen Alexandra, once those people are laid off and they move on, then all parents lose the option to have that kind of therapy for their kids. It seems to me that the government is taking the wrong position on this. What they should be doing is meeting with families and meeting with the program providers and trying to figure out how we offer more and better services across British Columbia, not fewer and less services. And the government's done none of that. You know, they've had to finally admit that the program is very effective. So they should be trying to strive to make sure that those options for that program are more available, not completely making them disappear, removing them completely from any family's options whatsoever. I mean, it really is, I think at this point, hugely disappointing to families that the government refuses to listen to them.
This is People First Radio. We're speaking with the BC New Democratic Party's critic for Children and Family Services, Maureen Karagiannis.
We spoke earlier with two mothers who have become activists against this move by the government. There was also a march to the legislature in Victoria yesterday, October the 7th. What are parents telling you?
You know, I think that that parents very rightly are determined to continue to pressure the government and not accept that the government can just absolutely destroy any opportunities for their kids for this this early intervention program. So parents are keeping the fight alive. We had families come to the legislature yesterday, and Carol James and I met with those families. We spoke to them on the front steps of the legislature. I raised the issue again in question period with the minister and said, you know, rather than spending money on things like a new research center in Vancouver, they're going to spend $20 million to build a new building for research. That money would be better spent right now making sure that more families can get the early intervention program for their children. And the government consistently refuses to listen to this. So, you know, if this is about just money, if that's what the government's priority is just trying to find a way to cut services and cut funding, then they should admit that. They should not try and pretend that their interest is really about the best opportunities and services for autistic children, because clearly it is not. So if this is all about the money and trying to find ways to offset the huge deficit we're running here in British Columbia, I say that this should not be on the backs of autistic children, that this money is clawed back. And the government, I believe, owes it to the families, to all families in British Columbia, to try and find a way to make sure that more parents have access to this service. Right now, only 70 families at a time could have accessed this service. I don't think the answer is to make it zero families in the future. I think the answer is for the government to find ways to make sure it's many more than 70 families who can find this kind of superior therapy for their kids.
The government, of course, says that this is about fairness, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the notion that the government might be testing out a funding restriction rationale. In other words, cutting a more expensive program in favor of a lower cost program.
Well, I think that, again, if that's what this is about, then they should say that they're looking for a cheaper way to provide services. But I don't believe for one moment that is the answer for families who have autistic children. I believe that every one of those children deserve the opportunities and the success that we have seen coming out of the EIBI program, where children are able to go into the school system and function incredibly well. I mean, the reality is that by those investments at the early stages of a child's development, we then save millions of dollars in support systems for that child as they grow up and go out into the adult world.
That's right. And I know the focus of our show is on sort of wellness in the community at all different levels. And, you know, the big topic in the last couple of years and currently is, you know, homelessness and addiction and all of these things. And if you can avoid, an autistic child becoming an autistic adult who doesn't have proper support and education, that there's a person who has potentially going to cost the system way more than what an early intervention would cost.
Absolutely. I think you've captured it very well. Is that, you know, realistically for the government, this is the best possible investment for these children, is to ensure that they have every opportunity to enter the school system being, you know, vibrant, happy children who can seize the opportunities that are available for them in the education system and then go on to live fully functional and happy lives as adults. Because the reality is the costs far outweigh the investment that government would make now. I mean, it costs millions of dollars to keep a person in support systems through their adult years and certainly through their education system if we don't give them all these opportunities. So there's just no rationale for me at this point. I don't accept for one minute that the lowest common denominator of funding here is an adequate way to respond to the needs of these families. I think the government is making a huge mistake here, and the ones suffering are the families and the children here who are going to be denied the opportunities now of this really very effective early intervention program.
Maureen Karagiannis, while we have you on the phone, we have a couple of moments left. I'm wondering if you might be willing to speak more broadly now about the range of cutbacks that have been experienced by community-based organizations over the last number of months.
Yes, I think it's fair to say that communities really are finding themselves kind of in a constant onslaught of of cuts from this government. And I go back to this issue of, you know, you run a deficit in a province like British Columbia because you want to preserve services, especially social services. That's the whole purpose of running a deficit. And yet we've seen a government that has been cutting all kinds of services right across the whole spectrum of social services, things that hurt communities. We saw the government cut programs that helped women fleeing domestic violence. They've now had to change their mind on that and flip over and recant that cut because of the outcry from communities. They've cut sports programs in high schools. They've cut funding to Special Olympics. You know, a few months before the World Olympics come here to be celebrated in BC, we have a government that has been so mean-spirited that they have cut money to Special Olympians. You know, and so it goes on and on. All of these cuts here to autism services. We've had cuts to infant development programs that help parents and children with special needs, infants. We've seen the supported child development program, most specifically the Aboriginal supported child development program, which helped families with their special needs kids. We've seen huge cuts there as well. And so it seems to me that the government is really been on the attack to cut funding to the most vulnerable corners of our society and the most vulnerable members of our society, and maybe those who seem less able to speak out for themselves about this. So I take my job very seriously as the critic for children and families, that it is my job to stand up and fight in the legislature on their behalf, because it's unacceptable that we would have a government that would go after the most vulnerable first.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, making good on their promise that the deficit was going to be about protecting health and education and social programs. And yet they've gone around and begun this sort of massive, broad number of cuts that really do hurt the most vulnerable, and that's not acceptable to me.
Maureen Karagiannis, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on our program today.
Thank you for having me on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Maureen Karagiannis is the MLA for Esquimalt Royal Roads in the British Columbia Legislature. She's the opposition critic for Children and Family Services. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.